Matthew chapter 16. Let's look at verse 17 if you can. And that'll probably be too loud right there where you got it, because I'll get to going in a minute. Anyway, Matthew 16 and verse number 17. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Notice what Jesus told Peter. He told him, he said, Thou art Peter, and upon this rock, talking about Jesus now, he's talking about Jesus. He didn't build the church upon Peter. He didn't build it upon the Pope. He didn't build it upon Mother Teresa. He built it upon Jesus Christ. That's the only way the church is built, is upon Jesus Christ. And he said, upon this rock, and he was talking about himself. If he would have talking about Peter, he would have said, that rock. But this is my watch, and I would say, this watch. If it's on your arm, I'd have said, that watch. Everybody got it? See, the King James Bible ain't that hard to understand. I mean, you know what? I mean, I went to school, but I didn't let it bother me, understand. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build, future tense, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Here in Matthew chapter number 16, Jesus is telling Peter, said, Hey, I'm fixing to build a church. I'm fixing to build a church. Now, he wasn't building one like we built one. I mean, he didn't build one like we did. He's talking about something he's talking about over there in 1 Peter chapter number 2. He's talking about, ye are lively stones built upon a house, a holy, a spiritual house. Amen. I'm talking about, listen, when you get saved by God's marvelous grace, you get put into the church, which is His body, the body of Christ. And I'm talking about the only saved people can get in that church. Only saved folks can get in that. But here I want to draw something, if I can, talking about that, if I can. You know, we as a church, Holy Hills Baptist Church, we built this church. And Jesus Christ said, I will build my church. And I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when He rose up from that third day from the grave, victorious over death, hell, and the grave, He laid the chief cornerstone that was going to build the church, the church which is His body, that every saved person is a member of. I'm glad I'm a member of that church. But I'm glad I had part in building in part of this church. Now, if Jesus were going to build a church like we built, how would He build it? Well, let's look at Revelation chapter 2. Let's look at Revelation chapter 2. Now, a lot of people, while you're finding Revelation chapter number 2, a lot of people would say this, well, what am I looking for in a church? What am I looking for in a church? Man, this is nice. Man, they got these columns. I mean, you know, they need a little more paint on them, but we'll get to that next week. And the chairs, I mean, look, they're all different colors, but look, we'll get to that in a couple of weeks too. And, I mean, what am I looking for in the church? And I'm looking for this, and I'm looking for that. And I mean, I wish the song leader could be a little better looking. I understand all of that. But you understand, what are you looking for in a church? And this is what I say. I would submit to you, and there's nothing wrong with that, because every time we look, we're looking for certain things. We're looking for a Bible-believing church that stands on the Word of God. We understand all of that. We understand that. But what would Jesus be looking for? What would Jesus be looking for if He was going to attend a church somewhere? What would He be looking for? You know, that's more important to me than what I'm looking for. Well, look in Revelation chapter number 2, and we'll see some things that Jesus is actually looking for in a local church that maybe we can see, hopefully, as a mirror in our church. I'll be honest with you, this church right here should be, this is what we should be about right now. This is what we should be, evangelizing the sinner, edifying the saint, and exalting the Savior. That's what we ought to be about, evangelizing the sinner, edifying the saint, and exalting the Savior. That's what we ought to be about, Holy Hills Baptist Church. That's what we ought to be about. Now, I want to say this, Revelation chapter number 2, look here, verse 1. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and that hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for thy name's sake hath labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee. Why? Because thou hast left thy first love. I can say this, if Jesus wanted to build a church, if He was looking for a church, number one, He wants a church that'll love Him. He'll want a church that loves Him. The church of Ephesus had plenty of activities. Man, they had all the activities. They were busy. They were door knocking. They were busy, busy about the work. But Jesus said, there's something you're missing as you're going out knocking on doors, as you're running the bus route, as you're doing children's church, or as you're doing the nursery, or you're doing the sound system, or whatever you're doing. He said, there's one thing you're missing, and that is love for the Savior. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's good to go pick up kids for the bus route. It is good for that. But my friend, if we're not doing it because out of love for the Savior, if we're just looking for, so we can say we had 47 this morning that rode the bus, if that's all we're looking for, my friend, it is the wrong reason. And Jesus says, do it out of love for the Savior. Jesus said, if I'm looking for a church, yes, these lights, they're nice. All them little lights on the wall, man, I thought that was a good idea. Man, that's real nice. But Jesus says, I'm just looking for a church that loves me. And He said, Ephesus, you've got the pretty church. You're doing all of this stuff. You're doing all of these different things. You've got all these programs and all the budgets and all of the buildings and the eating snow cones and the ice cream and the pie in the face and swallowing goldfish. You're all doing all of that kind of stuff. But my friend, he says, I am looking for somebody that just loves me. Amen. Jesus said He just wants somebody to love Him. That's what He said here in the church of Ephesus. Hey, have you lost your first love for the Savior? Have you lost your first love for the Scripture? Have you lost your first love for the sanctuary? Have you lost your first love for the second coming? My friend, Holy Hills Baptist Church, we ought to just fall back in love with the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Start it off right. Yes, we got a nice building. Yes, it's wonderful. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But we need to love Him with all our heart, soul, and mind tonight before we go any further. This church won't mean anything unless we fall back in love with Him. Now, number two, I want you to notice this. If Jesus was building a church, not only would He want one that loved Him, but I'll tell you this in verse number 8, look here. Under the angel of the church of Smyrna, write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say that are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. But thou be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. I can submit to you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, not only is God looking for a church that will love Him, but number two, He's looking for a church that will lean on Him. He's not only looking for one that'll love Him, but He's looking for somebody. Notice at the commendation that this church got, persecution of the church, the poverty of the church. This church at Smyrna had lost everything that they had. They were on rock bottom. They were getting persecuted from every side. But Jesus said, hang on, fear not, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I just want you. Sometimes He'll bring you down to nothing, so all you have to lean on is Him. He wants a church that'll love Him. He wants a church that'll lean on Him. In 1988, the Winter Olympics, I don't know how many of you remember that, but in 1988, the Winter Olympics, they had blind skiers, snow skiers. And you say, that blind snow skier. Well, this is how they trained them. They'd train them on flat ground, and they would have a sighted a snow skier that would stand beside them, and all he would say is, right, left, right, left. And that fellow would learn, or that person, whoever it was, male, female, it didn't make any difference, whoever it was, they would know which way to lean on flat ground. And then they would go to the slopes and they would start practicing. And did you know it was either, my friend, it was either victory or it was destruction. It all depended on that blind person leaning on the one that could see. They would go in the Winter Olympics and all that person going down them slopes was fast, and all you could hear is that person that could see going, right, left, right, left. That person to lean. Why? Because, my friend, they were trusting. They were trusting in one that could see further than they could see. My friend, when Jesus comes looking for a church, He's looking for one that's going to love Him. But He's looking for one. He's looking for Holy Hills Baptist Church. Every time Jesus says right, we go right. Every time He says left, we lean left. I think the Bible says something like this, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him and He will direct thy path. He's looking for a church not only that will love Him, He's looking for one that will lean on Him. Trust me, He said. Trust me. That's what He's wanting you to do. It's either complete trust or catastrophe. It all depends on if you're leaning on the Master. And number three, I want you to look at here. Not only is He looking for a church that loves Him, not only one that leans on Him, but can I say this in chapter 2, verse 12, the angel of the church of Pergamos, write these things which hath the sharp sword with two edges. Hey, that's found in Hebrews 4:12. There's a sharp two-edged sword. Amen. I know thy works while thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. I'd tell you about that, but that'd ruin the service. And thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith, even in those days which your Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. Verse 14, watch. He said, but I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed unto idols and commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Hey, God hates some things. And you know what He said? He said, I'm looking for a church that'll love me. I'm looking for a church that'll lean on me. I'm looking for a church that'll be loyal to me. He said, hey, church right here. Hey, church right here. I'm looking for somebody. Church at Pergamos. I'm looking for somebody that'll lay all of that other stuff aside and be loyal to me and me only. He said, I got something against you. You're a good church. Everything's wonderful. Everything's good. But hey, you got some folks committing spiritual fornication and spiritual adultery because they play church on Sunday and they walk out of the doors and they fall in love with somebody else and they're loyal to some other god. Man, that's good preaching on Sunday night. It wouldn't have went over good this morning. Hey, Jesus said, I'm looking for somebody to love me. I'm looking for somebody to lean on me. I'm looking for somebody that'll just be loyal to me and to me only. Hey, you wives, you tell me how much you would put up if you treated your husband or if your husband treated you like you treat the Lord, how would you like it? We're just talking about loyalty. When you marry somebody, you want them to be loyal. I mean, you wouldn't put up with it 5 seconds. But we expect the Lord to put up with it of being unloyal to Him. Now, I'm not doing this because I have something wrong with my ear. I'm doing something because I'm looking for some help out there. I mean, I feel like I'm all by myself up here. Y'all help me. He's looking for somebody to love me. He's looking for somebody to lean on Him. He's looking for somebody to just be loyal to Him and walk out of these doors and be just as much in love with the Lord Jesus Christ on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday as they are on Sunday morning. My friend, we might as well kick it off right. That's what God would do if He was building a church like this. That's what He would be looking for. So we need to be looking for the same thing. Somebody to love Him. Somebody to lean on Him. Somebody to be loyal to Him. Loyal to His precepts. Hey, the Bible is still true. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. That means we hate everything that is contrary to that Bible. Amen. We don't like it. If it goes contrary to that Bible, we against it. Say, preacher, that's legalism. No, that's Bible. We against it. If that Bible speaks on it, we against it. Amen. He said, amen. Me and Brother Ronnie, hallelujah. Me and him against the world. Amen. He's looking for somebody to love Him. He's looking for somebody to lean on Him. He's looking for somebody to be loyal to Him. But I want you to notice this, verse number 18, chapter number 2. Under the angel of the church of Thyatira, right? These things saith the Son of God, who hath His eyes like a flame of fire and His feet like a flame of fine brass. I know thy works and charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee. Now watch, what he's saying is, he said, if I was doing this, If I was looking for a church, this is what I'd be looking for. He said, I've got something against you. I like your church and all. You know how people do. They go out and say, I like your church and all, but man, I'm telling you what, all that hollering I don't like. I mean, I like to be talked to. Don't preach to me, just talk to me. They'll go out and they'll say stuff. You know, they didn't have today. I'm just saying. But they'll just go out. Well, I like this. Well, I don't like the youth program. I like this. I don't like that. I don't like, you know, this, that, and the other. Well, this is what Jesus is doing. He's doing the same thing except on the spiritual level. He's saying, hey, I like your church and all, but this thing, I have something against you. This is what he said. Then I said, I have a few things against thee because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel. I mean, this church had a woman preacher. He said, I don't like that. He said, next time I come to your church, you let me know when that woman's preaching, I won't be there. That's what he said. That's what it means in the Greek. I mean, I think the Bible still says, if a man desires the office of a bishop, I think that's what it says. Anyway, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce servants to commit fornication and eat things sacrificed unto idols. I give her space to repent for fornication, and she repented not. Hey, you know what he said? He said, I'm looking for a church that'll love me. I'm looking for one that'll lean on me. I'm looking for one that'll be loyal to me. He said, I'm just looking for one that'll listen to me. He said, I'm just looking for one that'll listen to me. Just do what I say do. I tell my kids all the time, write it down, put it on the refrigerator. Listen, if you want what the Father has, do what the Father says. Give me $5. Give me, no, it ain't $5 no more. That's what I used to ask for. Now it's 30. Give me $30, Daddy. I'm like, look, you hadn't done the first thing I told you to do. And if you want what the Father has, you got to do what the Father says. All I'm doing, all I'm saying is, boys, Caleb, wherever y'all at, just listen to me. God is saying the same thing. He said, if I'm looking for something in your church, I'm looking for somebody to just do what I say do. I'm just looking for somebody to listen to me. I'm looking for a church that will just listen to me. How do we listen to the Lord? It's by the sweet Holy Spirit of God that speaks through His Word. We got to listen to Him. When we come and He's speaking to us, and just like this, God said, hey, that stuff don't need to be going on in the church. I've already wrote it in the Bible. It don't need to be going on. And the church is doing it anyway. That means they're not listening. That means they're not listening. I mean, you know, well, anyway, let's get off that point. That ain't going over too good. Hey, he wants somebody just to listen to him. Why? Hey, Acts 4:12 says, hey, there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Hey, there's still only one way to heaven. And if you don't listen to him on that one, you'll find yourself in hell one day. So you might ought to listen to him. Amen. Well, anyway, he's looking for somebody to listen to him. Now, I want you to notice this, chapter 3, verse number 1, under the angel of the church of Sardis, right? These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God, the seven stars. I know thou works that thou have a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. You know what he says? This is what he says. He says, I'm looking for somebody that'll just love me. I'm looking for somebody to lean on me. I'm looking for somebody to just be loyal to me. I'm looking for a church that'll listen to me. And I'm looking for a church that's looking for me. I'm looking for a church that's looking for me. Hey, I'm looking for the Lord to come. If we're not looking for the Lord to come, all this stuff doesn't mean anything. If we're not looking for the Lord to come, I know you're not living for Him if you're not looking for Him. Because if you're not looking for Him, I've told you this many, many times, how Dad would go off and preach revivals and this, that, and he said, I'm coming back on Wednesday, or I'm coming back on Friday, and this is what I want done before I get back. And how many of you know how kids are? They'll put it off. Well, I got till Friday, or I got till Wednesday. I'll mow the yard tomorrow. Oh, I got plenty of time. And it'll rain the next day. And you're just tempting. We're acting as if He's not coming back. As a child, I would be acting as if He's not coming back just by my actions. Jesus says, I'm just looking for some church to just look for me. Just every now and then, just poke your head out of the sky and just say, Lord, you think this might be the day? Boy, I sure would like to see you today. Man, I got a house payment due coming up on the 1st. Man, I'd love to see you. Lord, please don't come on the 2nd. Come on the 1st. I mean, you with me? Huh? I mean, just looking. Now, that's the wrong motive. I understand, but I got your attention back. I'm looking for Him to come. He says, if I was looking for a church, I wouldn't be worried about the youth program. I wouldn't be worried about the nurse. I wouldn't be worried about the sound. I wouldn't be worried about the piano player. I'd be worried about a church. This is what I'd be looking for. I'd be looking for a people that was looking for me. That's what I'd be looking for. That's what He said. He said, I'm looking for somebody to love me and lean on me and be loyal and listen to me. But I'm looking for somebody that'll look for me. Hey, now look at verse 7, chapter 3. And the angel of the church of Philadelphia, right, these things saith, He that is holy, that is true, hath the key of David. He that openeth, and no man shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them as a synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have love thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I also will keep thee in the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, and try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. I want you to notice this. He's looking for somebody to look for him, but watch this. He's looking for a church that'll labor with him. He's looking for somebody. I read about a sign in the store when it read this. No help wanted. Two men passed. One said to the other, you should apply. You'd be great at that. Sometimes God's looking at us going, hey, I mean, help is wanted, but don't apply because you wouldn't fit the job too good. He's looking for somebody that will labor for Him, labor with Him. Why? Because we're looking for Him, because we love Him, because we're leaning on Him, because we're being loyal to Him, because we're looking for Him, that we want to labor, because one day if we labor, we will receive a reward for our labor. He wants somebody to labor for Him. It ain't the size of the church. Hey, my friend, it's not the size. Hey, this is what Jesus said in Matthew 9:37. He said, then said to the disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that ye will send forth laborers into the harvest. Hey, 2 Corinthians 5:14 says this, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, but that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Now watch this, verse 15. And that He died for all. Well, I'm glad for that, aren't you? He died for all. That they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. You know why you ought to live for Him? Because He lived for you. You know why you ought to live for Him? You know why you ought to labor for Him? It's because He rose up victorious, death over death, hell in the grave, on that 3rd and appointed day. The world thought He was dead, but He said, just hide and watch. By the 3rd day, I will come up out of that grave, and because I come up out of that grave, I will save your soul. And if I save your soul, you ought to want to live for me, because I live for you. Amen. He's looking for somebody that, my friend, will labor with Him and live for Him. Look at verse 14. Look at verse 14. Verse 14. Under the angel, the church of Laodicea. Right. These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither, watch, cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Now, you know what Jesus says right here? He says, if I was looking for a church, I would look for one that loved me. I'd look for one that would lean on me. I would look for one that would be loyal to me. I would be looking for one that would listen to me. I'd be looking for one that would labor with me. I would be looking for one, my friend, that would live for me and not be living for me one day and not living for me the next. I want one that's living for me, not cold nor hot, not straddled in the middle of the fence. I'm talking about one way or the other, not tell somebody you believe this on this side, and then when you get around this group, you believe this. Just so you can have fellowship. Hey, lukewarm Christianity won't get it. God says, I ain't looking for that. If I come to your church, Jesus says, if I come to your church and you're lukewarm, I'm going to go out and I ain't coming back because I don't like that kind of church. If I was a building one, I wouldn't build one like that. Hey, that's what we did. We built one. But this is physical. My friend, we're talking about something more important than the doors, and more important than the sheetrock, and more important than the lights. We're talking about what Jesus will build. If He was to build Holy Hill Baptist Church, this is what He'd build. He'd build one that would love Him, one that'd be leaning on Him, one to be loyal. Y'all got the picture. This is what He'd be building. That's what He looks for. That's what He's wanting. We might as well start it off right tonight. That's what we want. He's wanting a church that's looking for Him. Are you looking for Him? Do you love Him? Do you love Him with all your heart, soul, and mind? Amen. I'm talking about, do you love Him? Do you walk out on Monday and love Him? Do you go out to work on Tuesday and love Him? Are you loyal to Him on Wednesday? Are you looking for Him on Thursday? That's what He's looking for. He's looking for, my friend, look, can I say this? Holy Hills Baptist Church, I think we could be, we are a good church, but we could be a great church. If we would get some of these things right here, starting behind the pulpit and go all the way to the back door, starting right back here and say, God, this is what You're looking for in the church. This is what You're looking for in me. And God, I'm sorry, I haven't been doing what You're looking for. And I want to start off this first service day. I know we had a service this morning, but this day, I want to start it off right, and I want to be looking for You. I want to be loving You. I want to be more loyal to You. Lord, I'm sorry for cheating on You. God, I'm sorry for cheating on You. Amen. That's what He's looking for. He says, I just want somebody to live for me. I want somebody to live for me. Worldliness always clouds spiritual vision. Worldliness always clouds spiritual vision. Diet affects vision. Your diet. Now I'm getting under conviction, but hang on. Diet affects your vision. You eat too much sugar, you get diabetes, you lose your vision. Huh? Hey, can I say this? Too much worldliness will affect your vision. God's looking for a diet. He's looking for a diet. And He likes a certain diet. He's looking for a certain diet. And listen, if we want to be a great church, Holy Hills Baptist Church, we want to be a great church in Dyersburg, Tennessee, if we want to, don't get the wrong idea. Hey, we're Holy Hills Baptist Church. Look, we're up here and everybody else is down here. No, my friend, that's not the thing. The world is looking for somebody that they can trust, somebody that they can look to, somebody that they can trust in that will tell them the truth, thus saith the Lord. And we want to be a church that will rear back and tell them the truth. If they want to know the truth, they could say, at least if I want to know the truth, I can go to Holy Hills Baptist Church and they'll give me the truth. Whether I like it or not, they'll preach to me the truth. I can bring my friend that's lost and he'll sit right there and know beyond a shadow of a doubt he'll hear the gospel Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. And if I want a kid to be picked up on the bus, I can call Brother Jerry, I can call Brother Jason, and they'll come. I know a church that'll do that. That's what we want, ladies and gentlemen. We want to be a church that loves Him, that's leaning on Him, that'll be loyal to Him, that's looking for Him, that'll live for Him, and a labor for Him. My friend, that's what Jesus would do if He was a building one. That's what He would do. That's what He's looking for in a church. Now, this is what I want to say to you. How are we stacking up? I want to start it off right the first service and get it right. I want to be a church that Dyersburg, Tennessee can depend on. They'll tell them the truth. I want to be a church where Dyersburg, Tennessee can know that this is where they can come get the truth. If they want it, they know where to come to get it. They may not want it every Sunday, but at least they know if they're down and out and they say, man, I just need some truth today, I know where to go. I know where to go find it. That's what I want to be. Holy Hills Baptist Church, that's what we want to be. If Jesus was building a church, what kind of church would He build?